while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
For Friday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include Minneapolis saying their new speeding cameras are proving to be effective. Saturday is Minnesota's firearms deer opener, and a downtown Minneapolis institution closes its doors today. But we'll begin with the first day of reduced airline capacity across 40 airports, including the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, due to the ongoing government shutdown.
FAA says reduction will start at 4% today before incrementally rising to 10%. By mid-November. Travel analyst Henry Hartvelt talking with our own Henry Lake.
So what the airlines are going to do is they're going to start with cuts on their regional networks, the flights operated, for example, by Delta Connection. Then they'll go to the mainline flights. But international flights, for example, flights to Europe or to Asia, those are exempted. Those will operate as scheduled.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The stress of flying is also ratcheting up.
Ron Bohan flies a lot, and he's headed to San Francisco to help family members in their move west. He doesn't like the uncertainty, but he also understands.
Well, if they have to do it for safety reason, I'm glad they are. So, I'd be okay with being inconvenient, you know, if they had to delay ours for a little bit. But it's nice to keep everything on time if they can.
Flights between major hubs like MSP and San Francisco should not be affected. It's those short hops to smaller airports that are being canceled. At MSP, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis's new cameras intended to reduce speeding on city streets seems to be having the desired effect.
Transportation planning manager Ethan Fawley says speeding is down 30% since they were installed at five locations a month ago, primarily due to signage in the camera areas and the initial warnings the city put out. He says the pilot program will add 13 more cameras next year in hopes of building on that success.
Well, we also know and are committed to continuing to implement this program fairly, equitably, protecting people's privacy, and doing that. All of those things are really important for us to have this program be a success.
Starting today, the city will issue citations to drivers detected on camera going 10 or more miles over the speed limit. First-time violators will receive a warning. Additional offenses can result in fines of up to $80. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A new report shows that Minnesotans were 33% more delinquent in their credit card payments in Q2 of 2025 as opposed to Q1. That's the largest in the nation.
With everyday costs rising, more people are now unable to make their credit card payments. Joanne Lundberg with LLS Financial Counseling.
People are just starting to hit the wall with not being able to make the credit card payments over the rent payment or the mortgage payment.
Some consequences from missed payments include late fees, lower credit scores, higher car insurance, and difficulty in applying for an apartment. Lundberg says there are numerous roads as to how one can fix this issue, with the first being the most obvious.
Contacting the creditors to see if they have some type of an internal hardship program that they're willing to put you on. The problem with that, a lot of the times, is you have to prove financial hardship. And how do you do that? You miss a payment.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A central Minnesota murder remains unsolved 9 years later.
43-year-old Terry Brisk was shot and killed November 7th of 2016 while deer hunting on his parents' property off Hawthorne Road and Jewel Road northeast of Little Falls. Investigators say evidence shows Brisk was shot with his own rifle and that the suspect was in close proximity of Brisk and that the two likely would have interacted prior to the homicide taking place. There's a $30,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
This is Laura Oakes. Minnesota Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell taking some time during his end-of-week press conference today to talk about the importance of mental health. It follows the apparent suicide this week of Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Kneeland.
Making sure the players always know I'm available 24/7, 365 days a year to be whatever resource that I can personally be, but most importantly, the resources that we provide our guys that are so important. Mental health is a real thing, and it's something that's always on my mind in regards to not only our players, but as a former player, all NFL players. So
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz among those expected to take to the woods in this year's deer hunting opener on Saturday.
It's a time-honored tradition that is an economic boom for the state.
Outdoor activities in Minnesota are about a $14 billion, $13.7 billion investments. They have a trickle effect. When you go into a community, it's not just buying the firearms or buying the license that supports the DNR and all these other activities, it's gassing up, it's getting the hotel rooms, it's buying the equipment.
And it's the rural communities that prosper due to all the new visitors. The DNR's Kelly Straka.
The local impact economically of hunting can be outstanding. When we have people coming out to hunt, you know, please engage in these other activities in these rural communities, and please do introduce yourself. Let's make some new connections and certainly contribute to the economic benefits there.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
As the federal government shutdown drags on, more and more people are turning to food shelves for help.
John Wilgers is the president and CEO of the Greater Twin Cities United Way. He says they have launched an emergency food relief campaign.
We operate a call service called 211 where people can call in and get referrals to for any number of issues, but our calls related to food security have gone up 150% since a month ago.
He warns that demand for help is spiking as the availability of federal food assistance remains in question. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
After 32 years, it's the end of an era today for a downtown Minneapolis institution.
Would I have one for my one order?
They came for the farmer's omelet with the hash browns on the inside, or maybe the made-from-scratch hot commercial sandwich and a slice of homemade Dutch apple pie, or maybe just a cup of coffee in a really cool Art Deco space within the historic Fauché Tower. No matter what the occasion, Keys Cafe will be missed.
I love the meat lover's omelet. I've had work meetings here. It's just been a convenient place to come with great food and great service and just a great place to be. It's a Minneapolis staple in my mind.
Keys Cafe downtown is one of several Keys restaurants owned and operated by the children and grandchildren of original owner Barbara Hunn. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
More than 400,000 hunters gearing up for the deer season. That begins tomorrow.
Before heading out, Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Sarah Stroman has a few reminders for you.
There is no such thing as a successful hunt if it is not a safe hunt. So a couple things. Check your deer stands. Particularly if you use an elevated stand, you want to get out there before the season starts and make sure that stand is still secure. It's a great time to brush up on your firearm safety tips. And of course, it's that time of year to pull out your Blaze Orange.
According to the DNR, deer populations in southern and central Minnesota are robust.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally today, the Vikings are taking on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens on Sunday in Minneapolis.
The Ravens are on a two-game winning streak and have just gotten Lamar Jackson back in the lineup. It seems like they're geared up for a playoff push. Here's Jackson.
So we've been locked in for the last couple of weeks, and we got to stay that way. You know, I believe we turned a new leaf. I believe so.
No tougher matchup for a defense than Jackson.
I mean, he's one of the most dynamic in the NFL. So, he's been in the MVP race, I think, the last 4 or 5 years. So, we know we're up for a big challenge.
Javon Hargrave, their noon kickoff on Sunday. That'll be on Fox. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.